It's October 31st. Happy Halloween. It's the anniversary of the death of one of the most celebrated men in history. Illusionist and escapologist Harry Houdini died aged 52 on this day in 1926.
I am willing to forfeit the sum to anyone who can prove that it is possible.
There's Harry Houdini. Queen's signature hit Bohemian Rhapsody was released on this day in 1975.
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo,
Magnifico. Birthdays, the forgotten astronaut in the Apollo 11 mission to the moon, Michael Collins, is 88. He piloted the orbiting command module while Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walked on the moon.
The fact that it was quiet, it gave me a little time off from mission control telling me this, that, and the other. So I enjoyed the time by myself.
Director and producer Sir Peter Jackson is 57. He gave us King Kong and the Lord of the Rings and Hobbit movies.
We thought, well, why don't we find out about Lord of the Rings? It was just an absolute assumption that Lord of the Rings would be tied up, unavailable.
Actor and comedian Rob Schneider is 55. He appears in many of Adam Sandler's comedies and was the star of the hit Deuce Bigelow movies.
Women are worried about their height, their weight, their giant feet, the stream of obscenities that could burst through their mouth at any second. Let's kick it!
Vanilla Ice is 50 today. He made number one on the Australian charts in 1991 with Ice Ice Baby.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook where my DJ revolves it.
And Richmond great Jack Revolt is 30. He'll play his 250th game in round one next year. Finally, TV legend Michael Landon was also born on this day. The star of the hit shows Bonanza, Little House on the Prairie and Highway to Heaven died aged 54 in 1991.
Well, life's a game you're going to be playing a long time after you hang up the cleats. It's a game you play with your body and your mind. That's why it's important you get your mind in shape.
Remembering Michael Landon on October 31st.